Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tersebutlah Al-Kisah di sebuah negara kayangan, Samsam Al-Ghazal.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sudah, cukup. Ay, enten, macam mau jual kurma dah. Bagi Ana yang sambung, Ana punya version lah.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, Uma.
Ian.
Bye. And we're doing an At The Movies video special for you. You may have heard that there was this Watson's Hari Raya ad that has gone viral and caused a lot of offense. Now, it's not really an ad. It's about 15 minutes long.
Yeah. It's a short film.
Yeah, it makes it a short film. And with that in mind, we thought that we should review it like how we would review any movie or short film. So we're going to watch it and we'll give you our thoughts on whether it is actually offensive or not, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. So it's called Legenda Chun.
Yeah, I've got a problem with that. Only because, like, it's neither English or Malay, the spelling, and that's...
Well, it takes place in Agrabah, so it's pretty Disney.
Yeah, it's pretty Disney.
So essentially it starts off with the story of this guy in this palace, and he's called Orang Kaya, or rich dude.
He lives in the deserts of Indonesia.
Precisely. Tanah Jawa.
Yeah.
And he has this dream of this beautiful voice that's singing to him.
Mm-hmm. Considering all the background material we get in this video, I'm surprised we don't get the dream.
Yeah.
We don't get
everything else.
We don't get the dream. We don't get any sort of kind of plot progression. We're just kind of told
what's wrong with his ears.
This dream happens and that he's sent this guy out to find this beautiful voice because he wants to marry this woman.
Yeah, right? Which is not a voice he's actually heard in reality, just in dreams.
Just in dreams,
yeah. Yes.
It's not much. Like her voice wafted over the rooftops.
No. He's just heard.
And that's in the original legend?
It's important to note that this is supposedly based on an original legend and folklore, right? Yeah. I use the word supposedly only because essentially it's a very Beauty and the Beast-esque story.
Yeah.
What happens is there is a woman who is cursed with black skin. Cursed, mind you. It's not cool to have black skin.
No.
And this guy's looking for a princess. He falls in love with her despite her black skin.
Yeah.
And then they get married.
And then her black skin falls off.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Because to be white is to be beautiful. Yeah. Isn't that right, Ian?
But that's... Ian would know. But that's not how it plays out here, though. Then that's the main problem, though. Yeah. Well, that's not the main problem, but that is in that interpretation of that folklore is a problem.
It's racist.
It's racist.
It's racist.
And so I think that is the justification that a lot of people seem to be using.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, that it's old.
Oh, it's a folklore.
Yeah.
It's a fairy tale. Yeah. Why are you getting so upset about a fairy tale? And of course, fairy tales exist as kind of propaganda and indoctrination. I mean, that is why people think black is not beautiful and white is beautiful. Snow White.
Yes.
The most beautiful princess in the world.
There's a reason why you can't buy Song of the South on Blu-ray or DVD.
That's true. Though.
It's like was made in a time when it's racist.
Times have changed.
Times change. Yeah. And they could have easily updated this story.
So the interesting thing about this video, of course, is that everyone got so caught up in the blackface controversy that they've forgotten to talk about just how sexist.
The sexism went right past them.
The sexism was almost second tier.
Yeah.
Right? Just this notion of how sexist this video is. Essentially, it is a pageant for this rich, powerful dude.
Yep.
It's the lovely girls competition.
And he wants to pick you to be his wife based on your looks and voice, maybe, alone. Yeah. And that's about it, right?
Yeah.
There's absolutely... And even at the end of the ad...
Yep.
Even if you take the most generous interpretation of what it might be,
it's the racist.
It is still based on something incredibly superficial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we're all clear on that.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the tagline, right?
Yeah.
Their tagline is "Be beautiful."
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
I mean,
about,
they could,
and not even on the inside.
Yeah. But
even
if you look nice, just be pretty.
This the arriving scene goes on forever.
No, and we can see
they could have cleaned this all up if they had come up with if they'd made her Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
If they just given her purple skin with red veins, or made it something weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not actually.
She was an alien from Java instead.
Yeah. If it's not a physical disability or race thing, it's actually just they're weird. I mean, the Beauty and the Beast story, the modern version, they upped the beast levels, right? Because it works, because it's so inhuman that it's okay. It's not offending anybody, apart from weird beast men.
But even though the storylines run in parallel, the problem with this one, as opposed to Beauty and the Beast, is that the beast is metaphor.
Yeah.
There is no metaphor here, because in the everyday reality in which we reside, there is still a general consensus or a belief that black is not as beautiful as white.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm sure you've seen this on social media, guys. There is this African model with ebony skin, properly black skin. And the huge deal they're making about, oh my God, look how beautiful she is. She's an amazing model.
Because it's so on trend right now.
Because it's so on trend.
Wasn't
right?
there and Vogue or somebody did a spread in India and they used Bella Hadid or somebody like that?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
One of the Jenners. They didn't use anyone Indian.
They didn't use anyone Indian, yeah.
And of course, the shock and awe that people have that a black model can be beautiful is still. Insane.
It's still a
right?
thing, yeah.
So here's the thing. I'm sure you've noticed all of these ads on TV and on billboards for whitening creams.
Oh, cream. I've had friends who arrived here and forgot their moisturizer and then would spend all day by the pool, put on the cream, and realize they were getting whiter.
Yeah. Correct, right? And they advertise in pharmacies all over the country. And one of the big arguments is people are going, oh, why are you so offended about this ad? But you're not offended about all of that. And that's all around us. And I go back to the fact that it's tone and execution.
Also, that stuff's stupid as well. I mean, everybody wants. I mean, the key thing is as well that everyone wants what they can't have.
It is. But let's just go back to the idea of tone and execution.
Yeah, right?
When they do the fair and lovely thing, it's usually an Indian person selling the cream to another Indian person.
Yeah.
Or a Malay person selling the cream to another Malay person, right? In this situation, you have your Orang Kaya, who is this rich Malay guy or Indonesian guy, meeting this woman for the first time and going, oh, are the lights off?
Yeah, well, that whole...
Which, let me tell you, growing up Indian is a very standard tease and joke.
Plus also, just his reaction, taking away the racism part, he's a complete asshole.
Yes.
That is an asshole thing to say to anybody, no matter whether, even the tone and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all about the... It's all about the judging on on outlook as opposed to, on your looks as opposed to anything else.
Correct. Yeah. Which goes back to the idea that it isn't actually judging someone by their inner beauty, because your initial reaction was that of complete and utter disgust.
Revulsion.
Not just him, but all the women around him as well had this almost gag reflex when they saw her face.
Yeah, everyone freaks out.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Jabba's palace when she pulls out the thermal detonator.
Cut to scene in Jabba's palace.
And this scene, again.
I don't even know what this is.
Whoever was editing this was obviously just like, maybe if I make it long enough, people won't get to the racism. Because, there's a horror bit in the middle for no reason.
Yeah. What is going on?
The
original folktale, there was a vampire?
I don't know, but no, hang on. So
they're stealing from other stories.
So it's sort of like as Ian mentioned off camera, it's as if Watsons are building their own dark universe.
It's the Watson Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. So they've brought together all these sort of Asian sort of folklore characters together.
Yeah.
So that one was a Thai one there's a Thai vampire type thing. Yeah.
There's a Putri Gunung Redang.
And then there's Putri Gunung Rendang.
Yeah. And then there's a white lady whose power is white lady.
From Western country.
It's got long blend.
From West country. You said Western country.
From Western country. Yeah, from the West.
Oh, wait. It's about to happen.
Oh, here we go.
Ana macam pernah dengar suara ini dalam mimpi Ana. Setiap malam 3 hari seminggu. Ana rasa wajah Ente mesti secantik dan seindah suara Ente. Show me your face. Tunjukkan Ana. Tunjukkan pada dunia. Silakan. Tak sabar Ana nak lihat muka Ente yang indah dan cantik itu.
Astaghfirullahaladzim.
Tak ada lighting kah? Ini hitam. Hap. harum senandung. Ana cari ente tadi.
This is the line. Here we go.
I am not dark.
I'm not black.
In fact, I am flawless.
I
just have to wash up my face just now.
Adinda tidak hitam. Adinda flawless lagi.
I can see that.
Tadi Adinda pergi cuci muka lah.
Will you marry me?
And of course, that just makes it doubly racist in a Malaysian context, because yet again, if you are of any darker colored skin in Malaysia, the standard joke is, eh, why your face so dirty? Go wash her.
And then he said something about her feet. Did you wash her feet as
well? Yeah, yeah.
Again, just reinforcing. So they said, like, in the legend, she gets, like, the curse is lifted. They shot themselves in the foot. They can't even use that excuse.
No, they can't.
They said she washed her face.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So there was no curse.
No.
No.
We have this video.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it's still divisive on the internet, because the internet can be like that.
Oh, yeah. It's made of cats and idiots.
It is. Yeah. It is. And Watson's issues a response.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let me just read this response to you, because it's quite fun. Watson's Malaysia is aware of the post that has been made viral on social media.
So, made viral. We didn't do it. We have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, no.
Someone else made it viral. A post on 7 June 2017 regarding a video Watson's talks about the legend of Dayang Senandung. The legend of Dayang Senandung is a Malay folklore about a lady who was born cursed with black skin but blessed with a beautiful voice. The legend depicts that the king fell in love with Dayang Senandung because of her voice and inner beauty, and the curse was lifted after Dayang Senandung gave birth to the king's child.
When you pitch this, when you get this pitch document across your desk from the advertising agency, so like, well, she stopped being black when she had a child. That's kind of sexist. Maybe we should, I mean, to start with.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't go with that angle for Ryan. Yeah, you know, it's not really great. Maybe we should veer away from that. And like, how about we double down on the racism?
No, let's go. Let's double down. Yeah, yeah.
And so they didn't even execute it.
They didn't even execute it based on the...
Yeah.
Positive interpretation of that.
Not that, but they didn't. It's not even like somebody else found the legend. This is what they said in their press release, right?
Yes,
and even they're not following what they said in their press release.
No, they haven't. And in a 15-minute video, if you still can't form a coherent plot to tell even that basic story, then you failed already.
Yeah.
Now hold on. There's more.
Okay. Yeah,
we stand firm on the belief that unity and fairness plays an important role, and we respect people from all nationalities. Good job. We agree.
Yeah.
The video was shot to highlight the legend and its moral values of inner beauty, and that true love exists. I don't know how true love was featured in that.
Or inner beauty doesn't feature either.
Inner beauty doesn't feature as well.
Yeah.
We are sorry that some of our fans feel offended by the video, which was not our intention. We take feedback from our fans seriously.
Rule 101 in PR apologies, do not give your audience crap for being offended.
Yeah.
You say, we are sorry we offended you.
Yeah.
Saying it this way is like, we're sorry you got offended because you're a snowflake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also following it with like, it was not our intention. Your intention, once the boat has already sailed and it's on fire and the children are burning, you can't talk about your intention anymore.
No,
what you have to say is like,
it's kind of moot.
We made a mistake.
We kind of screwed up.
The first thing you should always do in these situations is, we done messed up.
Can I also say, you're a pharmacy, you don't have fans.
Yes.
Tom Cruise has fans. George Clooney has fans.
Yeah.
Pharmacies, not so much.
I'm a big fan of those cotton buds, though. They're real good.
I go there to buy paracetamol. That's about it.
I go to whichever pharmacy that's closer.
They didn't even put, like, hand wash or face wash in the video. I mean, they missed the beat on that as well.
They could have really pushed that one. Can I just say, though, they did say fairness. They didn't mean fair as in being equal. They meant fair as in being white, possibly.
You're kidding, right? No,
I know, but
we believe in unity. Fairness plays an important role.
So they just want unity and white people. That's what they meant.
They're called Watsons. I mean, it's a local name, right?
Your continued support will be greatly appreciated. Any feedbacks that annoys me just grammatically
from
you will help in improving our services. And I mean, this is
your services are fine. It's your advertising that's
exactly.
Awful.
And then Maaf Zahir Dan Batin. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Zahir Dan Batin is a cheap shot, though.
It's a cheap shot, though. It's a really sort of riding at the moment kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah. Forgive us.
How many comments are there now?
Zero.
As of now, how many comments are there?
Oh, God.
We're not looking at them, but just how many roughly, because there was...
1,100 comments.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw one person this morning when I looked at it, like when I flicked through them, about saying, yeah, oh, people shouldn't be offended. You've done a great job. And I was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You must work for the advertising agency.
Yeah. You're on damage control.
Yeah, you are. You're trying to sort of put your finger in that big hole in the dam. Like, no, this is fine, guys.
Yeah, but yes, if you just cut, I mean, she's mostly in one shots. If they just cut her out and put Drax in, it would work.
It would work.
It would work. Yeah.
And at the end, she turned into the lovely girl.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Then they have issues with Disney, but I think that's a smaller problem than what they have now.
Yeah.
What do we think about this notion of forgiving something for being a fairy tale? I don't stand by that at all. I think, because of our modern sensibilities, we need to update these old-fashioned tales and tropes.
If the ad was made in the 5th century BC, you'd get away with it.
You would.
It wasn't. It was made in the last couple of weeks, knowing production schedules usually, and they were rushing for Raya.
Yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't give them a free pass. It's like, no, you guys, someone approved this. Someone thought this was all a good idea. No one involved thought, well, at least no one with any voice had any...
Yeah.
At that point said, do you think maybe we shouldn't do this?
Yeah.
And I also don't buy the notion of people being overly sensitive. I don't think that's it either. I think, especially in our society, where we've had these multicultural sensitivities already, right? Mm. Because growing up, a lot of people have faced that kind of discrimination.
Mm.
And a lot of the time, you kind of move on. I mean, you have
a more multicultural country than many countries do.
Yeah. A lot of time, you move on based on, it's like what Jordan Peele had in Get Out, right? It's the things like, oh, it's no big deal. Let's just forget about it and move on, right? Yeah. And the problem is that even if we aren't the target audience,
mm-hmm.
you're selling that message to an audience that might buy it or might think it's okay.
Yeah. You're perpetuating I'm not
saying
a problem.
People, yes. Yeah, I'm not yeah. saying people are silly and aren't capable of figuring out what's right and wrong, but if that message is put forward as the right message over and over and over again, it's why we're in the situation we're in right now.
It's the pernicious racism. It's the casual racism. It's not the guys who are on your porch burning crosses you have to worry about, because it doesn't happen, but it's the people who are just like constantly reassuring that, like, you know, she's flawless now. She's no longer black.
Yeah.
That's the message that people get, that they're giving.
I think for me as well, it's like, I like our old tales. I like our old folk tales, right? Mm. So my point is, to me, they didn't even follow the original folk tale. They've deviated from it. And number two, they've simplified it to a simpleton level, right? So that, like you said, I wasn't cursed. I just went and washed my face.
Yeah.
It's when they do things like that, which I think really drives home the racist aspect, right? If you want to sort of retell the folk tale, you want to be fun about it, you want to sort of take an element of our society's history, whatever, culturally, do it. But don't simplify it to the point of simpleton and then falling over the racism side.
Yeah.
Because that's I feel that's what they've done with this.
Let us know what you think
of
this video. Sound off in the comments below, clearly. And you know what? Don't be shy to let Watson's Malaysia know what you think as well. This is At The Movies, signing out.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.